maybe hickory if they had some hickory, but there's not much hickory at home. Usually they'd use oak. And they'd smoke the meat, I don't know how long, but until it was to the stage where it would keep.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about buildings like that, you know, before you had indoor plumbing, was there a place of...
The outhouse.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else?
The outdoor John.
Outdoor John?
Mm-hmm. The privy. Mm-hmm. That's about all.
About it.
Yeah.
Think of any less polite terms that you might have heard? That you care to mention?
No.
Oh, well. Might as well try. Well, have you ever heard it called a two-holer or something like
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a two-holer and a three-holer.
A three-holer?
Yeah.
Two-hole was about the limit.
Well, see,
it's crowded after.
Well, yeah, but what happens is that there'd be a smaller hole for a child. Hmm. You don't want to go fall through.
Definitely don't want that. Well, what about, have you ever spent any time on a farm?
Yeah.
Could you tell me about some of the different buildings that you would have on a typical farm?
Okay, well, I've already mentioned the smokehouse, the pack house. There'd be a tool shed, usually a shed for tractors, which would be, say, 12 feet high at the edge, maybe 15 in the middle, if it was a big tractor. If it was a smaller tractor, corn crib, which at my grandfather's farm is made out of logs and has a roof and a floor. And you'd put, well, when they kept corn in it, they kept whole ear corn in it. There's a barn and a hayloft, which is up above the main section of the barn and where you store your hay.
Could you describe that to me?
The barn?
Hayloft.
Okay. There's a big center section on the barn that's basically a two stories. And the hayloft is the same as your second story. It's up above the main section where you'd have some animals, although you had smaller rooms on each side of the main section where you could keep animals. Your hayloft usually has a stairway going up to it, and then it's basically about 6 feet high on the sides and say about 10 feet high in the middle, and just a flat wooden floor. There'd be a place in the middle of a hole, but it'd have a cover over it so that you could lift it up and close it so that you could drop hay down to any animals in the barn. And there'd be big openings, sort of doorways without doors at each end of the barn, so that if you were wanted to load hay out of the barn onto a wagon or into a truck, you could just stand there and pitch it out.
You mentioned having a stairway in the barn. I meant to ask you a minute ago when we were talking about the porch, those things that you go up to get from the yard to the porch, you call those the
steps.
Mm-hmm. What about inside the house? If you had to get from, say, the first floor to the second, you would call those the...
A staircase or a stairway. Yeah. Or your stairs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the barn used for on your grandparents?
Okay.